USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Many businesses in California are frustrated with Governor Gavin Newsom. He's ordered many indoor businesses in the state to close, including bars, restaurants, movie theaters, gyms, and hair salons. He's trying to counter a surge in coronavirus cases. KNX's Frank Botek reports.
Beverly Hills hair salon owner Giuseppe Franco reopened his salon less than a month ago after a three-month shutdown at the start of the coronavirus crisis. He says California's decision to shut down many indoor businesses again, including his, is a gut punch for him, customers, and employees.
I mean, you've been knocked down two times in one round. After the third knockdown, the fight is over. There's no way I'm getting knocked down. Not now.
Franco says this unexpected announcement makes it essential that more government help is extended to employees and business owners impacted by the ongoing crisis.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
The head of one company is leaving after being outed on social media. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A high-tech company CEO is leaving that company after a viral video of his racist rant last week, Michael Lofthouse giving a statement to Fox News. He says he's leaving Solid8 so as to prevent further harm to the company. Last week, the video was posted of the encounter between Lofthouse and an Asian family, with him swearing and yelling at the family.
The Washington Redskins announced they will retire their controversial name and Native American branding. They plan to reveal a new name immediately due to a trademark issue. The team is no longer expected to use any Native American imagery, but plans to retain its burgundy and gold colors. FedEx, Nike, and Pepsi say shareholders are asking the company to disassociate with the NFL until it changes their name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
One Republican senator says more stimulus money should be coming. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Lawmakers are back in Washington, D.C. next Monday. Now, one of the big things on the agenda will be another stimulus bill. And according to Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, they'll be under some time deadlines, but they should be able to get something done.
Well, there are a couple of deadlines, as you mentioned. One is the enhanced unemployment insurance benefits that run out on July 31st. The other is the Paycheck Protection Program, which has been so successful. That runs out on August 8th. That's helped keep about 50 million people on, you know, on a payroll. And in Wyoming, we have 13,000 of those loans. So, yeah, there's an urgency to get this done. A lot of different things in the components of it. The question is, should it include additional relief checks for people who have still not been able to get back to work, certainly in hard-hit industries, whether it's the service industry, the hospitality industry. You know, we did that once before, but that was at people up to $95,000. We're looking at a lower number there. And then the unemployment insurance, as you raised, these are enhanced benefits where they've been paying people $600 a week above their own state unemployment benefits.
Listen to the news anytime on our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.